You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on Thursday afternoons for Beats and Eats, playing dope beats, chatting with dope folks, and doing, you know, that are doing amazing things and talking about really awesome events happening in the Lower Mainland from 1 to 2. If you're listening and want to send a text for a shout out during the show, you can send it to 778-782-2573. I hope you have been enjoying this absolutely stunning weather that we've had over the past couple of days. I am absolutely enjoying it, and I hope you had some time to sit in the sun. My first set that I'm going to be playing actually has to do with the sun, because last Sunday I went over to Moody Park in New Westminster, and I went, it was like in the afternoon, and I just went there to hang out for a little bit before I was heading over to someplace else. And I stumbled on, when I got to the park, I stumbled on some sweet soca music that was playing, but it sounded louder than somebody just playing it on their stereo or boombox type style. It really sounded pretty professional. Come to find out, I stumbled on a lime and barbecue that was put on by the St. Vincent and the Grenadines community. So for those who don't know, in the Caribbean, liming or a lime refers to a deeply rooted cultural tradition of hanging out, relaxing, and socializing with friends and family. It typically involves sharing food, drinks, and laughter with no agenda at all. So I personally love to lime. I'm so glad that I had stumbled into a lime. And now we're going to listen to some audio that I took, because I was like sitting in the grass in the sun, and I was just like, the music was so good. I was like, okay, let me hit record and catch a little bit of this DJ set. So let's kick off the show with some soca.
Drinking up. fan of industrial and have been trying to find smaller artists? Have you only heard of Nine Inch Nails and are looking to get further into the genre? Maybe you're like that guy I met in my lecture who hadn't even heard of Linkin Park. No matter where you're coming from, Wire & Nerve is the show for you. 1 hour of all kinds of industrial, from Throbbing Gristle to Godflesh to Frontline Assembly and more. Tune in Monday 7 to 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Ooh,
la, 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 la. Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases. From any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territory. I hope you enjoyed that mix. It really got me vibing. I'm not sure if you already know this, but I do have a DJ horn, and when I was in the park, I was literally the whole time. It was so fun to just hear soca music on blast at the park. It was the best thing ever. Now I am going to switch gears with my next musical set. It is not that far from soca. We're going to go over to reggae vibes. We're going to start feeling Jamaican because I'm making jerk chicken wings tomorrow for our CJSF barbecue, and I am seasoning up the chicken wings tonight so that they are marinating for at least 24 hours before I get them going. And I decided to put together some dub and reggae tracks to kind of get me in the mood. I mean, I'm always like in the mood for Jamaica, I'm not gonna lie, but it's extra special because I'm literally going to be making some of my favorite things. I love making jerk chicken just in general. I talked about it last week with the jerk chicken wraps, but wings are my absolute favorite thing. Anywhere I go, for the most part, I will order wings if they are on the menu. So I am super, super excited to play this set. Let's get into some reggae. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Beats and Eats. Guess what? I have a guest live in studio today. I have SFU student journalist Senya Shwiko, who's back to chat about some amazing food. Senya has been on Beats and Eats before talking about food, but this time she's going to chat about some food that she enjoyed when she went to Spain. Senya, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, can you tell me what... First off, how was the food in Spain? Let's just start off there.
I guess you could say very hearty, because it's like very seasoned, hearty type of food, because it's like a typical Mediterranean type of like food you would expect in like Spain, Greece, Italy, so type like that.
Okay, and what was your favorite dish? Like, or let me rephrase that. What were your favorite dishes when you were in Spain? Because I'm sure there's more than one.
Yeah, I really did like the paella because it's like the traditional one. Mm-hmm. I loved their, like, the various seafood. Oh my God, I love their octopuses.
Hey.
I forgot to mention the hot octopus, the grilled octopus. They also have this thing called anchovies, which is basically like grilled mini fish, I should say.
Mm.
It was really good. Nice. I didn't take a picture of that, unfortunately, because I just like was eating it. It was too good. Yeah, calamari, which is, I guess, a typical seafood like any Mediterranean country would have, but like the octopus was so good.
It was so good, hey? And then you mentioned paella as well. That was, I enjoy paella, guys. Like, I am not going to lie. So I'm so glad that you had it from the source,
mm-hmm.
which is exciting. Now, was there any dish that inspired you to maybe like,